All right, 1380 WPHM comedian Jim Brewer is launching a major U.S. tour with a stop in Detroit at the Motor City Casino in November. Always a lot of fun to talk to Jim Brewer in the morning, my friend. How you doing?
What's up, Paulie? What's going on?
Good morning. Always fun to talk with Jim Brewer. You got a big comedy tour coming up. You're launching this next month. It is the Live and Let Laugh Tour. What made you decide to get back out on the road?
Well, I've always done the road, but I haven't done a big tour in my life, probably in 15 to 18 years, where I've announced this many dates and I'm going full throttle. This is the best I've ever felt in my life. And in the past, it was always, yes, making people laugh and being funny, where I feel like the last 5 years or so, it's become more of a personal thing, more of a relatable, deeper topic, finding the funny in very harsh, personal subjects. Yeah. And I thrive for that. It keeps me alive, and it keeps me inspired, and I love everything about it. I absolutely love it.
I think that's one of the things that people love about Jim Brewer is the fact that we remember you when you were the pot comic and you were on Saturday Night Live and you were a joke teller. But now instead of a joke teller, you're a storyteller.
Storyteller and a real life truth teller. Mm-hmm. I talk a lot of harsh truth. I think that's why the album I put out, Live from Portland, I didn't plan that.
You told us about this when this came out, and I want you to remind us how this all came about. That it's an amazing story.
I was touring with Metallica, and one of the girls on the tour was feeding the homeless at certain cities on her own, and she talked to me about feeding the homeless, and would I be into maybe booking a show and doing a food drive to help out there? And I went, it was only 3 weeks before Portland. I went, sure, there's got to be a comedy club or something. So I booked a comedy club a little less than 3 weeks out. And I said, well, I'll bring merch, and if you bring cans of food, we'll give you free merch. I'll put the boxes, just take whatever you want. And the show that I got to do was what I always do. I improv a lot, but I sat down and there were certain subjects I got pretty heavy with and try to find the deep, funny meaning of it at all. And when it was over, I took a lot of chances that night. I take a lot of chances almost every night, but the guy that I had follow me around, that would record every show and he would film everything on Metallica for social media and all that just for me. And he goes, hey, I professionally recorded tonight in case you want to do something with it, like give it to Satellite or make a record. And I went, okay. And all I could think about was, are you going to charge me for that? Like, what? You didn't tell me recording. Right. And then about a month later, my manager said, we have an incredible album. Yeah. I went, album? Portland? He goes, yeah, have you listened to it when you're talking about your father and the Cardinal and the beginning when you were improv? And I went, no, I remember what I said, but that's like all my shows. He went, no, this is heavy. So the fact that it's still doing well, I love that it was unplanned.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it any other way. And that's the way all my shows are. So now I record every single show and I film every single show.
Yeah.
Because they're all different. And I just have a stockpile of stuff that I could just keep giving to fans.
So, Jim, what do you do to prepare for a big tour like this? Obviously, like you said, you haven't done this in a while. What are you doing to get ready to hit the road starting in mid-September, and you're going to be out there through the end of the year?
Material-wise, I'm not prepared. You know, I write my thoughts down. I'm very well prepared to go out now and do 2.5 different hours, so maybe even more. But every show is going to be different. I like checking out the town, coming up with things about that area. And road-wise, there's not much you can prepare except for where you're staying and where I might eat that night. I've done this. The Metallica helped out tremendously going on tour with them. So I'm pretty excited because, again, not only is it just the laughter, I love inspiring. So this keeps this keeps me thriving.
Mm-hmm.
This keeps me going. And the fact that I'm not chasing money or fame or anything like that, this is a passion. So it makes life easy for you.
Yeah, and the audience enjoys that, too. And you're going to have a good time when you come to Detroit to the Soundboard at Motor City Casino Hotel November 6th. It's a huge tour. You can check it out. Jim Brewer, always fun talking to you, man. Thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate it.
You as well. Thank you.
Take care.
See you on tour.
All right. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM. That is Jim Brewer. He's performed in Port Huron. He's going to be in Grand Rapids and at the Soundboard at Motor City Casino on November 6th. Make sure that you check him out. He does put on an amazing show. And check out that album, too. You can download it. You can listen to it on iTunes, a lot of different places. But Jim Brewer, live from Portland, great storyteller, great comedian, and a lot of fun, too.